Radio Live Business News with Westpac, helping businesses grow.
All right, Bernard Hickey, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. Just listening on the mess story.
Yes.
If you tracked the number of direct flights from China and how they've increased over the last five years with the seizures and the increased use of meth, I think there might be a bit of a correlation there. And it's interesting that the big increase in connections with China has come along with the increase in pee and meth use. Now, it's not all coming from China, but as you pointed out earlier there, huge issue which the government's trying to address with spending, as you say, not nearly enough money down in South China.
Yeah, I mean, $500,000 to have a look at an initiative in southern China. I mean, I don't want to be too negative and grim about this, but come on, half a mil, it's going to go nowhere.
Yeah, and those increased connections, which have increased tourism spending in a huge way, there is a dark side to that, and those increased connections, all those direct flights coming in, and you know, this is one of the fallouts.
Oh, that's for sure. We could go on and on about this. Hey, NZX 50 today. I've had a tough few weeks, haven't we, on the markets?
Yeah. I mean, obviously it hit those record highs a few weeks ago, and it's sort of natural that it comes off those highs. But there's concern, particularly in the United States, but in some other parts of the world, that interest rates, particularly long-term interest rates, are about to rise. And that's taking some of the heat out of the market, because remember, New Zealand stocks, very popular because ours produce strong dividend yields, which is much better than what you get overseas. And so there has been some money pulled out of the New Zealand market, and we saw the NZX 50 close down 66 points today at 7,066. That's just on a 1% fall today, and that's on top of 300-400 points of falls over the last couple of weeks. So another down day across the market, and you saw the likes of Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, Fletcher Building, Auckland International Airport, and Sky Network TV all falling between 1% and 3% because of this pulling back from the market.
Mm. Sky City shares took a hit today too. There was a big crackdown on some gamblers and on some high-rolling gamblers in China today, wasn't there?
That's right. Sky City shares were the collateral damage from some arrests in China of Crown Entertainment executives. So this is the high-roller market from China. So many of our stories these days are about China and the money that's coming out and the product that's coming out of China. And one of the concerns that the Chinese government has is that people are taking big sums of money out of China and essentially laundering it through casinos in various places. And they've cracked down on the casinos in Macau as one outlet for this. And over the weekend, they arrested 18 executives from Crown Casino. And the big concern here for Sky City Auckland is that its big increase in revenues in the last couple of years has come from those high rollers coming out of China and putting lots of money through the tables in Auckland. And if there's a crackdown in China on the money going out on the casinos in our part of the world, then that could affect Sky City Auckland. So its shares fell 4% today, down 19 cents to $4.45, and $500 million was wiped off the value of James Packer's Crown Casinos in Australia because of this raid on executives there.
Mm. Hey, Auckland Housing, over the weekend I went to an auction on Saturday lunchtime, not far from where I live in New Windsor, so sort of central west area at Burnie, and I went to a couple of open homes as well. And what I found fascinating was at the auction, there was little interest in this five-bedroom house. It was sort of a 1990s cedar house, nice and big, five bedrooms, private, good access, close to the motorways. Passed in at 850, one bid, only bid, and passed him. Then I went to two open homes after that, and it was really, really quiet. And the agent said to me, it paused a few weeks ago, and then he said, I wonder if it's going backwards as well. They looked all a bit grim on it.
Yeah, there's certainly been a slowdown in activity in the last couple of months, partly driven by the changes to the high loan-to-value ratio rules. Remember, from October the 1st, the Reserve Bank said that you needed a 40% deposit if you're a rental property investor buying a property everywhere in the country, and that was an increase from a 30% deposit only in Auckland. And when you look at the clearance rates at auctions across Auckland in the last couple of months, there has been a definite increase in the number of properties passed in at auction, so the clearance rates have dropped. In fact, at the Bailey's auction over the weekend, we saw just three houses sold for under $600,000, and two of those were apartments. So there's been a significant number of properties passed in, and the clearance rates at some of the Balfour and Thompson options have dropped below the 50% mark. So you're right, there is a bit of a slowdown going on. However, we saw that with the first two rounds of loan-to-value ratio controls, and then things took off again. So a bit early to say, you know, the game's over completely.
Yes, no, look, I agree. I'm not saying the game's over, because, you know, when I said this afternoon as well, I had a number of texts and emails from people, and I got a text from someone on the North Shore, actually, of Auckland, who said they went to this auction in Northcote, and the place had a CV of $840,000. More than 100 people attended the auction. It'll be a lovely house, you see, in a nice area. 840K, and it went for, what do you reckon?
Over a million.
$1.595 million, so twice that of CV. So the market ain't that dead.
No. And for those high-end properties, there's a lot of interest, often from overseas. And, you know, one of the big themes we're going to see this year in China and in other parts of the world is capital flows moving across borders. And China's currency has dropped quite a bit in the last 3 or 4 months. And there are some concerns it's falling too fast. And when that's happened in the past, the Chinese government has stepped in to stop those capital flows from leaving China and pushing the currency down. And we'll be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of months there. Not only are we seeing capital controls at the other end of the spectrum, Vancouver's a good example, but in China itself, looking to crack down on money going out. And this casino arrests over the weekend could be an indicator that something's going on there. And certainly in some parts of Auckland, you know, Vancouver, Sydney, Melbourne, some of those big property sales are going to overseas buyers with plenty of cash.
Hey, good on you, boss. Always appreciate it. Bernard Hickey, of course, on the Down the Markets in the Day in business.